Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech will by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoy the Spirit.
That you may bless us. We come that you may acknowledge that which is done for us and that which you are doing for us. We've come because you bidded us to come. We've come because we've heard the summons of the Spirit to gather together in your name, O Lord. We've come because we have a promise that anytime we gather together like this, you promise to always be in our midst. We acknowledge your presence. We acknowledge you that keeps his word even to a thousand generations. We acknowledge him who is eternal in the heavens and is eternal forever. We acknowledge him whose word stands forever. We acknowledge him who is eternally the eternal word, who took on flesh and dwelt among us. We acknowledge him that died and rose again. We acknowledge him that he sits upon the right hand of God in majesty. We acknowledge him that he's coming again, not as a savior, but as a church of the whole earth. We acknowledge our Savior. We acknowledge our King. We acknowledge your mercy. We acknowledge the blood that was shed for us. We acknowledge your angels that are here present in first possession. We acknowledge the spirits of judgment made perfect. We acknowledge the sevenfold fellowship in the Spirit. We thank you because we've come to Mount Zion. We've come to the city of the living God. We have come to God, the God of all flesh. The Father who fathered all spirits, we've come this day. We praise you. We ask that you will bless us. We ask that you will help us. We ask that you will show your mercy again towards us in another way that we have never experienced. We thank you either to our Father. Oh, thank you. The Bible says you said your word and your word heal them, delivering them from their destruction. I pray tonight, Lord, that you will help. And you will send your word to every one of us that is in need of it in Jesus' name. I pray and ask that you will cause faith to rise in our hearts. As the word comes, there will be deliverance. As the word comes, there will be power. As the word comes, there will be enablement. As the word comes, there will be anointing. As the word comes, men will be inspired to step out and do great things for you. I trust, Holy Spirit, that you will build the church that Jesus promised to build. I trust, Holy Spirit, that you will come and fellowship with us and lead us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. I'm asking tonight that you will let your angels minister here, that all those who should inherit salvation may also be ministered to. We thank you, our Father. Help me, Lord, tonight. Give me the utterance and enablement, because I pray together with my, your people in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Good evening, church. Once again, I greet all the leaders in the house. Praise God. You're welcome once again in Jesus' name. Things are getting better. I hope I'm good to go with my voice. I hope there's no one having issues with my voice. God bless you for loving me all the same. Amen. Paul spoke about a time when he was, I don't know what it was that he had as a problem, but he said they accepted him nevertheless. So I guess you also, thank you for accepting me. All right, let's go straight into the program tonight. We started last week where we began to delve into the warfare of the kingdom. And I showed us from Acts of Apostles chapter 1. Verse 3, the Bible said that when Jesus rose from the dead, he spent 40 days on earth. Jesus didn't just go to heaven. He came back after he ascended on high, after he had obtained authority from the Father. And 40 days he was with his disciples. And the Bible said, like his passion words, he showed himself alive. There were visible proofs of his reality that he actually rose from the dead. I was telling Mommy, this evening that I met a girl, a copper girl in Futa, and she looked a lot like Sadia, and just she was a Muslim. So I said, what is your hope? She said, I don't know. I said, are you going to be entitled to 7 men? Because I promised the men 7 virgins.
72.
72?
Yes.
So I cut. I thought it was 7, no?
No.
72 women. Yes. What? That's very good. No, that's a very good incentive to go and bomb yourself. Praise God. Amen. On our affair, you are entitled to 4. In every, in Alujana, you are entitled to 72. It makes no sense. You cannot stop terrorists except you attack that doctrine. That doctrine is the foundation of terrorism. Once they know that they are going to fire, they won't offer themselves as terrorists anymore. So I asked her that, so what's your own hope? No man, no nothing. You just go there and see the men and just the men and you'll be sure. We are loose. And they told her, you are too fine to go to hell. Don't go to hell. Praise God. So Jesus rose from the dead. And we know that. And that is the reason why we are here. And that's the reason why we do what we do. Praise the Lord. But the scripture says that apart from those infallible proofs, beating of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, which enables us, which makes us to realize that the most germane thing on God's mind is the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. No other thing matters to Him apart from the kingdom. So any activity you and I get engaged in that is not furthering or bringing this to pass, we just may be wasting our time. I don't know, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because if you look at the Lord's, what we call the Lord's Prayer, or what He taught us, that people have called the Lord's Prayer, for which I call the Disciples' Prayer. They said, teach us how to pray. So it's not the Lord's Prayer, it's the Disciples' Prayer. You know how it started? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. And then it said, thy will be done on earth as it is done where? In heaven. So that is the most important thing. And you see, and this thing, I keep saying it. You see, when you look at God's interaction with men, you always see God wanting to come first. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God wanting to always come first. I told us from Elijah said, give me first to eat. When the Lord was going to teach them about how to pray, it was God that was always put first before our desires. I don't know whether you are with me, church. Praise God. So you always say everywhere, He said, seek you first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Then they will now start talking about your own case. Praise God. But the present church system, I said, give me first my own desires, then I will consider thy own kingdom. It doesn't work that way. Praise the Lord. And we need to change our mindsets as we go forward in this Christian journey. So having understood that, we looked at the, of course, the mandate He gave. Can you please project for us, if you are still online, at 1 verse 6 to 8. I would like to pick it, I'll pick it from there. And when therefore they were come together, they asked of Him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? You see, in the mind of these disciples, it was all about what? The kingdom. So, we know that these people had this expectation, and that's the reason why they followed Jesus. People think that they just followed Jesus out of faith. No. It was not food they were looking for. They were looking for something more grandiose than food. Remember, some people came because of food, and they were going to forcefully make Jesus king, and He dodged them. Praise God. And one time, Jesus saw that the crowd was getting too much. He now said, they said, to eat my flesh and drink my blood. You guys have no hope. And they said, are we cannibals? And they just got angry and went. I said, you guys, are you not going to? He said, where shall we go?
But you don't know why they said that. Because they were looking forward to what? A kingdom. Remember they were fighting. You know they fought. Who should be the greatest in the kingdom? Then two brothers who had influence. It's been long they've been using leg. Praise God. Their mother had a special relationship with Jesus and they leveraged on that. And the mom came and said, when you come to your kingdom, I want my two sons to see one on your right and one on your left. So it's about kingdom. Where the Gentiles got church systems from, I have no idea. I don't know where the Gentiles got that idea from. I don't know where we got it oral, but if the Protestants want to blame anybody in the world, we always end up blaming the Catholic Church. Praise God. I will not shift. They cause all these problems for us. But for how long are we going to keep crying over spilled milk? Excuse me. So all these truths need to be opened up again. They are like wells we need to open up again. Now the enemy has taken centuries to bury. And so we need to begin to look at these matters again. So we're talking about restoring the kingdom to Israel. It was about Israel. Then he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons. If we enter into eschatology, you will see all that. Amen. There is a time when Israel will be restored back to its former glory. But it's not going to be like Israel per se, because Israel has missed a chance. Amen. Israel has missed a chance, but it's not as though we have entered the kingdom here. We have not entered it, but it's like God is going to use us as a means to accomplish a purpose. I'm just going over what I said last week. Do you understand? I said, do you understand me? Praise the Lord. I said, it's not for you to know the times and the seasons, which the Father had put in his own power. Verse 8. However, ye shall receive what? Power. The word power is the word dunamis. Power is always associated with the Holy Ghost. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be what? Witnesses. Please, these things are very germane, because I will have to go back to these issues as we go further. Excuse me. God will help me tonight. And shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Praise the Lord. Now, before I proceed, can we please do some definitions? There are two words that are commonly used, but these two words, we should not assume that we understand them. The word power, like I said, is the word dunamis. And there are definitions. I want us to look at the definitions as it was used in that context. Dunamis means strength, power, ability. It means inherent power, or power residing in a thing by virtue of its nature, of which a person or thing exerts and puts forth. It could also mean power for performing miracles. You can also use it for moral power and excellency of soul. Praise God. Because there are different, because when you start talking about these things, you will have to, we'll come back to these definitions. It also means power and influence, which belongs to riches and wealth. When a person has riches and the police stops you, you look at her and shake your head. I will remove this uniform from your body. Do you understand? Power alone, sorry, it's coming from something pushing the guy. Praise God. Do you understand? So you have that power. It also means power and resources arising from numbers. Of course, when you are very, very, by the time Fiji is about 10,000, hallelujah. Amen. If we call the governor to come for Thanksgiving, God help him. He's going to lose the next election. He does not come. Praise God. Do you understand? You have power. They asked the woman, Mrs. late Mrs. Miriam Babangida. That's a man. How do you define power? The power is that you are still in the bathroom, and they have, you are in Abuja. You are still in the bathroom, and they have stopped traffic in Lagos and waiting your arrival. You have not got to airport, so you are just in the bathroom. That's what they call power. What's the definition? Eh? That's power. You guys do that abroad. She doesn't have a time of takeoff. She doesn't have a time of landing. The first lady is coming. The whole Lagos will shut down. And she has not even entered bathroom. She has not done paint. Because you can imagine when she will even land. What can we do? Amen. A power consisting in or rest upon armies, forces, and hosts. Hallelujah. When America told Iran, it was even the former Secretary of Defense of America in the days of Bush, when they had an altercation with China, and China was flexing. He said, well, Jana, you are a superpower. You say you are not a superpower. But please, we have the best damn Navy in the world. Navy that only, they will only, the American Navy will be fighting China. The people in America will be watching it like TV. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
That's power. That's American power. And instead, told Iran again, we can't say they don't have missile, but we have the best armed forces in the world. And that was not just telling Iran, it was telling Russia. Praise God. Have you had anything again from Iran? God bless you when you have power.
Amen.
Amen. So that's dunamis. But for tonight and for the purpose, hallelujah, for the purpose of this discourse, we are looking at the inherent power residing in a thing. He said, the Holy Ghost, when he said, you shall receive power when what? The Holy Ghost is what? Come upon you. You now begin to understand when Paul said that you may know, how did he put it? It was a way he crafted that scripture. You can bring it. Yes, God. He helps us. But I don't think my brother... That's part of power. Oh, I hope no one is offended.
No.
I don't know whether I thumped on my knee. I don't know whether that's what I thumped on. At least it's cold. It's room temperature cold. Okay, bro, Femi, you should know better that it's warm water I should drink, or tea better. Tea. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It talks about the power at work in us, exceeding greatness of His power, which is at work in us. But many don't know about that power. And yet it is resident there and nobody is using it. It's latent. Because you need to understand, because you cannot be an effective witness if you are not conversant with what you carry. Some were saying one of the most effective ways. Of course, when I start dealing with demonology, we talk about those different things. But one thing I want to say, that one of the major challenges we have is lack of proper and accurate self-image. We lack it a lot. People don't know who they are. Somebody was sharing a testimony, I was reading a testimony of a person, a woman, who came out of the occult. The kind of power and ability she had that she could see. She could see people who are powerful. Then most of the time, when she sees Christian, she can say that they are packed with power, but say they are not afraid of them because they know they don't know. So nobody is afraid of them. But then when they come across He who knows, they avoid them. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Whose fault?
Our fault.
It's our fault. Praise God. What's the meaning of authority? Let us look at authority again. The word authority means exousia, which means power of choice. One is ability to do. Dunamis is ability to do. This is power of choice, liberty of doing as one places. It talks about permission. It talks about influence or right. It talks about power of rule or government. Power of him who will and commands must be submitted to by others and obeyed. Praise the Lord. Judicial decisions, authority to manage domestic affairs. Basically, there is this. Let me look at this aspect of it. It's think about jurisdiction. Where is it? That's the word you, Pastor Barista, conversed with. They will ask you, what's your jurisdiction? Do you have a jurisdiction? Do you have permission to operate? Just like I have the power to carry this chair, the question is, am I authorized to carry the chair? When the seven sons of Sceva took on those men, when that demon took on the seven sons of Sceva, you know what he said? He said, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? The question was a question of authority. Who authorized you? Who bagged you up? Who sent you? By whose permission have you come to meet me? Praise the Lord. Obviously, it could not have been Jesus. Obviously, it could not have been Paul, because they were not followers of Paul. Praise God. And those spirits knew. So they said, by what authority did you come? And when they had nothing to show, the zombie bounced on them. So that demon was saying that Jesus will know, and Paul will aware that he has been given jurisdiction to operate here. Praise God. So, you may have the power. The question is, do you have the jurisdiction? Do you have the permission of heaven to go and operate? Paul said, I did not go beyond my jurisdiction. He recognized jurisdictions. When he stepped out of his jurisdiction, he always 100% entered trouble. You know, his jurisdiction was to the kings, basically the Gentile kings and Gentile people. But when Brother Paul went to the Jews, he always came back with Allah. Praise God. So he kept, after a while, he came to his senses and realized that they sent me to the Gentiles, not the Jews. Peter was sent to the Jews. Peter was unlearned, and he had to go talk to learned men and women. Praise God. And Paul was a learned guy. He was sent to the barbarians. That's how God just thinks. You said the God sent me to rich men. Who told you? You may be shocked that God may send a poor man to the rich man. Now you, the rich man, to the poor, to the agberos. How will you cope with that? It's about jurisdiction. So if you don't know your jurisdiction and you start operating outside of your jurisdiction, spirits will know. They will know you as a rebel and they will treat you as such. So it's very important that we understand this. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, can you open to Luke chapter 9, verse 1? Give me Luke chapter 9, verse 1. Then he called his disciples together and gave them what? Power and authority. He gave them what? Power, dunamis, and gave them exousia. There is no way you can function without the two. If a person gives you permission and you have no power to back up that thing, you can't work. Praise God. If you have the power and you have no permission, you still can't work. You need the two. Praise the Lord. Do you remember that the Bible said when he appointed these apostles or disciples or whatever, the Bible says it called them so that they can be with him. Praise God. There are many ways by which you get authority. For example, he who has stayed in the presence of Akeredolu, when he speaks with authority. I have not been there, so I can't speak. So, relationship can give you authority. It can give you that leverage, that influence that you need. Amen. But the Bible says he gave them power and what? Authority over all devils. All devils. All devils. Praise the Lord. Most of the time, I don't know where you are coming from. I don't know who had taught you. But somewhere there, you were raised to be afraid of Ojuju. Two of us. It still affected you today. You've carried that fear. And John went there and said, well, it's true because I give us authority. Yeah, but don't talk about demons for me. I just love Holy Ghost. You can't carry Holy Ghost and not confront demons. It's not possible. The purpose why they gave you power and authority is to go and do what? Drive out devils. It's not speaking in tongues in church. I've said it before. The gifting of the Spirit and all these things, we're debating it. Is it for the church? Some of those gifts, you never see them really, really manifest in the church, except you step out to the real field. And there you will see koro koro. Then you will know that, it appears as if I have anointing small, small, though. Praise God. So if you gave them, the issue therefore is, where do you get power and authority from? We get it from who? From Jesus. He was the one who gave. Of course, you can't give what you don't have. He gave them authority. He gave them the power over all devils. And to do what? To cure diseases. In propagating the gospel, not the gospel, I beg about it. In propagating, in pushing the kingdom. In advancing the kingdom, he will come against two oppositions. Devils and diseases. Two main lines of opposition. And they all come in different categories, colors, sizes, and different manifestations. Therefore, you and I, in this day, when they gave them this authority and they went out, remember they went to preach. As they went to preach, they got a message to preach. But see, that message was what triggered those demonic reactions. Praise God. Excuse me. I'll survive tonight by God's grace. Amen.
Amen.
Because my throat is beginning to give me one kind experience. Thank you. As you move forward and say, the kingdom of God is at hand. That's what we were preaching. The kingdom of God. To prove to you that the kingdom is at hand, they were casting out devils and healing all kinds of diseases. And you know what happened? The Bible said, when they came back, they had testimonies to share. They were so excited. They said, Master, it has never happened before in the history of Israel, that devils were, because they in the name, they have some assaulted, they've gone. I'm going to powerful go. You don't think they're dead. Says, I saw Satan fall. Like me. What kind of warfare? Pass that one. They just went about doing what? Preaching. Casting out devils and healing the sick. And Satan was falling. And what was happening? The heart of men was shifting. Listen to me. It's not about churches that we have that can move Satan. It doesn't move him. Satan sits where he's seated because the hearts of men are committed to him. Many are serving him and they don't know they're serving him. You don't understand? They have allegiance to Lucifer. Even though they are preaching on the pulpit, their allegiance is to Lucifer. Praise God. I want a clip of Shishotobire. You come and touch me. Egbetoshano, just touch me. I'm not on the video. This is the video. If they come and touch me, anybody, anywhere money is, they will find it. Even the people that have it, they need to go and steal the money, they go and steal it, just to give it to you. Praise God. Because their hearts is still tied to the prince of the air. You cannot follow his ways. The ways of Lucifer. And you are saying Jesus is Lord. It doesn't work. He's just laughing there and looking at you. You are not serious. When Paul preached in Ephesus, remember, and the whole of Asia was saved, Diana fell from the heavens. When the kingdom advances into the hearts of men, the allegiance shifts. Are you with me? There are magical books. The way they think, everything shifts. Some of you are still being controlled by philosophies. Wrong teachings, wrong, and all these things is all added together that makes you to be a servant of those spirits in the air. Praise God. I don't want to enter into the demonology right now. I will go there, we will get there. But I want to pay attention on a few things tonight to lay the foundation. So when we're talking therefore about power and authority, you must understand the dynamics and how these things work. Amen. These are those points they did not understand. They were leveraging on Jesus' presence. But he told them, man, don't go out, don't leave Jerusalem. Even don't try and leave the upper room. Until you be what? Endowed with power. You could leverage on my presence, but I've left. I've gone. If you try and step out without the Holy Ghost, you guys may not come back home. So, what people call the anointing is basically the power in manifestation. Amen. It's basically the Holy Ghost in manifestation. Hey, praise the Lord. But one other aspect we will pay attention to is the authority of the believer. A lot of books have been written. If you want to reference, go and read the one that Kenneth Hagin wrote and other people have written. It will help us. Praise God. Now, I want to just look a little bit more along the line of authority. Praise God. Now, before I say that, let me explain this. There are three sources of power. How many? That I can identify now. Maybe there are more. But right now, I'm focusing on three. Number one, the Holy Ghost. Because when the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall receive power. Praise God. The second one is who? The name of Jesus. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2 verse 9. Give us Philippians 2, 9 to 11. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and hath given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should. The word is not, is it, somehow we call it shall.
Yes,
I don't know the difference between shall and should. Should is correct. It's past tense. So before the demon was born, authority, instruction has come. Now when he has a name, he should bow. Now that instruction is given to their knees, not their hearts. Are you with me? Their knees. It was their knees that received the instruction, not their hearts. Because they are still as rebellious as they were the day they were driven out of heaven. Are you with me? But when God said, he said, every knee should bow, of things were in heaven, and things were in earth, and things were under the earth. What a latitude. You have to be acquainted with that name. It's tremendous. In fact, nothing gets done without that name. Praise God. Even the power of the Holy Ghost, you cannot activate it without this name. Amen. Angels on assignment, and that's why I've said that many times, I want to say, please don't play with the name Jesus. We just play, oh Jesus, oh Jesus, oh Jesus. The day you enter trouble, that name will not work for you. You know why it doesn't work? Because that angel said, any spirit in the radius of your voice, once they hear the name Jesus, their knees buckle. It will just buckle. They don't need to think. They will just go down. Better. Praise God. But you are playing. The day you are in trouble, the day you are playing, they won't respond. So you now know why jesting is not allowed in Christianity. You are not laughing. You are looking very, Pastor, you are spoiling my phone. It's not about spoiling your phone. We are dealing with life and death here. So you must be very serious with what you are handling. Verse 11. Amen. And that every tongue should what? Confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. Praise the Lord. So that's the source of power that you and I must be acquainted with, must learn how to use it. Well, again, we will spend a little time explaining all this. The third source of power is the Word of God. Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
Is that supposed to be assumed? Should I assume that you know? Psalm 12 verse 6. Let me read some few verses from the Psalms. Psalm 12 verse 6. It says, the words of the Lord are what? Are pure words. As silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. His words are tried. You see, it's interesting. Let me digress a little bit. That God can offer men to go and try his words. He has given the word, say, go and put it to test. Go and try it. Put it through the fire. He's not afraid. Hallelujah. But they found that after the testing, it was still pure. There was no impurity in it. Praise the Lord. So the word of God, they are pure words. They are powerful words. Verse chapter 29 verse 5. Let's look at chapter 29 verse 5. He said, the voice of Jehovah breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. By the word, he breaks it. I love this song. I love this song. Hey, who knows this song? That by your word, you catch a falling star. Who knows this? You got it. Get a cook after service. Okay, I'll promote it to more. Hallelujah. Amen. By his word, catches a falling star. Do you know how powerful a star is? Our sun is a star. And that sun is not among the biggest stars in the whole universe. And yet, when that star is falling, he doesn't need to stretch his hand. His words will cap, hold it and suspend it. That's how powerful his words are. Somewhere he said, God exalted his word above his name. Is that not powerful? If the name of Jesus is powerful, and I'm only saying, amen, praise God. If his name is so powerful, yet the Bible says he has exalted his word above his name. So all the names, Jehovah Shekinu, Jehovah El Shaddai, Jehovah everything, he said his word is more powerful than all those names combined together. Praise God. So his word is powerful. His voice, when he speaks, breaks the cedars asunder, breaks rocks, makes it something to... let's read verse 6. I hope, praise God. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Siron, like a young unicorn. Verse 7. The voice of the Lord divided the flames of fire. Have you seen a flame burning before? Flame is burning. Hallelujah. The only thing that can divide that flame is water. Have you? You pour water in between. What else can divide it? Coca woods. Earthquake. Coke. All right, Coke. All right. No, I'm not about quenching. I'm talking about dividing the flames. Speaking a word goes and separates flames. Separates them. It can even separate all the flames into their constituents, chemical constituents. And arrange them. Praise God. That's how powerful his word is. So when you get yourself acquainted. Now that reminds me. Let's go to Hebrews 6. Take me to Hebrews 6. Hebrews, where he said, those who have come to understand to the power of the word. Okay. Verse 2. verse 2, verse 3, verse 4, verse 5. Pastor says verse 5. Yes. What have they tasted? They've tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come. When you taste the good word of God, you'll be a champion. Praise God. You'll be a champion. Many of us have not gotten as far as tasting that good word of God. Some of us have gotten there, just touched it small and came back. Of course, you know what the Bible says, that no weapon fashioned against me shall prosper. How many of you have quoted that? But have you quoted it in war? When Yashorunga arrives and says, hey, you are the one that says, you may not say, I'm living now. But you should have remembered that the Bible says no weapon fashioned against you. But those scriptures are there. So you need to come in to a level of experiencing the power of His word, and then you will now begin to experience the powers of the ages to come. Those are different levels of experiences in God. Hallelujah. But the word of God is powerful. Like I tell people want Jesus, Holy Ghost to lead them. See, Holy Ghost will not, most of the time, it's not all the time though. Are you with me? People want Holy Ghost to lead them just Holy Ghost, is talking to them 24/7. If you will not obey the one they wrote, it's not likely he will talk to you on the one they did not write. He won't do it. Because it's the one who wrote there. Don't cast your pearls before swine. You won't appreciate it. Are you with me? The Holy Ghost will not bring you to things, experiences that are grandiose and out of this world. If the basic things that are revealed in this world, you are not obeying it. He will just be looking at you. Praise the Lord. So these are things you must understand, that word is a good place to start practicing. Those promises of God. What did Peter say? Can you give me 2 Peter, please? Chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. 2 Peter. Now, the Bible according as his divine nature, his divine power, has given unto us all things that pertain unto what? Life and godliness. Life and godliness. That is true for another day. Life and what? Godliness. You can have life and not have godliness. Many people have life, they have no godliness. Somewhere in Romans chapter 1 verse 4, it said about they approved Jesus as the Son of God and the power of the Spirit. Amen. It's possible for a person, by Spirit of holiness and the Son of God, Spirit of holiness, a person can have power. But if you look at the Spirit is manifesting, if not the Spirit of holiness, is not of Christ. You must look for those two. Power and the Spirit of what? Holiness. They work together. That's how you authenticate whether a person is called or a person is serving the purposes of God or is not serving the purposes of God. Praise the Lord. But that's a story for another time. So He has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Through what? Through what? How do you come into life and godliness? He says through knowledge. That's how you get it. Through knowledge. Many of you don't spend enough time acquiring knowledge. Many of us have read virtually all the books on that all the motivational speakers have ever written. How many of you have read the Richest Man in Babylon? You have read it. 27 Laws of Power. Thank you for correcting me. Amen. We have read all those books. But the ones that will give you life and godliness, we have not invested our time in that. Are you with me? The knowledge of Him is the knowledge of Him that had called us to glory and what? Virtue. Verse 4 now says, whereby I give unto us what? Exceeding great. And what? Precious promises. The word of God has given us great, exceeding great, and precious promises. There's, I don't know how many promises are there in the Bible, but they can't be less than 1,000. If you will acquaint yourself, that Pastor Dele was saying, if you will take one concept, one truth in the Bible, one every day, or one every week, and you master it, by the end of 1 year, you have mastered, okay, let us say, one every week, you have mastered 52 truths. That 52 is enough to make you a superstar. Praise God. But Israel could not master one truth for 40 years. What was the truth? Man shall not live on bread alone. That truth, they could not master it for 40 years. So I know how difficult it is for you and I to master all the truths that are in the Bible. The Bible says that this precious, exceeding great and precious promises is what God has given to us. There is nothing else He's going to give. He has no more technology. He has emptied everything. Praise God. What do those promises do if you get acquainted with them? By these promises, it will make you to be a what? A partaker of what? Divine nature. I use the word, you'll be a partaker of deity. Hallelujah. To become a deity, praise God. Hallelujah. Oti dollar on here. You have become God. So when you walk on the earth, what you will see will be the resurrected Christ in you walking on earth. You only carry your own face. That your fine face. But technically the person walking is the resurrected Christ. God help the devil that crosses your path. Are you a tibaje? Amen. When Abonke said he went into a store one day, and they were looking for musical instruments, and he came across a man, and the man was puffing a cigar, and the man puffed the cigar into the face of an Abonke. Thank God it's an Abonke, not me. The man said, "Oh, okay. You will read me." Praise God. He said, "Man, Abonke walked away and continued." So a few minutes later, the man ran up to him. Said it was white like paper. The man was white. There was no blood on his face. He was trembling. And was, "Sorry, sir." Said, "What happened?" "No, I didn't have any problem." Said, "No, sir, when I looked into your eyes, I saw Jesus." Fear came upon me. So when Renan would left the store, said, "God, what happened there?" He said, "Sometimes I just want to peep out." I said, "What's going on?" Said, "There was someone that was peeping out that was peeping in." Glory to God. Amen. That man was carrying divine nature. Of course, we can testify to you that Renabonke was one powerful man that walked the face of the earth. And there are so many people like that. In fact, the program of God that I was telling somebody said, the least will be like David. When the least is like David, go and ask the sons of Goliath and the brothers of Goliath. You know that it was the family of David that killed all the family of Goliath.
Yes, sir.
Ah, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about your spiritual lineage and what your lineage is supposed to produce.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So when you and I get acquainted with these promises of God, which is actually the word of God, and as you begin to internalize them, please pay attention. What did I say you do? Internalize. There is a technology for internalization. Many of us don't internalize. Again, I don't know who to blame, but I think I blame our culture. I blame our educational system. It's only our educational system that allows you to cram. For 3 years in school, I was trying to understand the course I was being taught. And so every time I enter exam hall, I'm writing my own. And I was not passing well. So later I learned that just cram and return. La cram, la pop. But if you fail, say, praise God. So So up to now, there are many things I don't understand. I don't understand. I was asking Professor Dance, who wrote one equation. He said, what is the meaning of this one again? What's your problem? Why are you coming up bringing all this calculus and all this? Leave us alone, Nigeria. Praise God. We don't know how and why we were taught all those things. But if you bring that into this life that God has called us onto, you will be doing yourself a lot of disservice. So how do you internalize? It's hard work. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Excuse me. You know these things. These are things that we all know. It says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Depart out of thy mouth. But thou shalt do what? Thou shalt do what? What does it mean to meditate? That's a practice that we don't talk about, and we don't encourage people to do. Do you know that the Eastern religion do a lot of meditation? The strength of that religion is basically the strength of meditation. They do a lot of contemplation and meditation. Praise the Lord. We hardly meditate. We hardly think over. We hardly ruminate. Of course, because there are a lot of programs we engage ourselves in. We are doing programs today. We are going from Badagry to Akure. From Akure, you are somewhere, something to Leluji. From Leluji, you are going to Kano. When do you have time to sit down and think? You are here, Selma. After you have had Selma, you are there again. Eh? Pastor, one is that your people are Roman. You are not right, but you now have Pastor Shay. Then you now have Rebecca. Now you have Pastor Debolo Belo. You end up confused. Because the things you've had, you have not taken time to sit down to understand it. Then you start going around the whole world confused. Confuse yourself. Now you have the language, you have the everything, you can talk it, but basically there is no power. Because nothing has taken place in your life. Praise the Lord. I hope you are following me. Then you will do what? Meditate. Very what? Day and night. I don't know if you have ever tried solving a problem in school. A problem that was not easy to deal with. That you had to think about that problem for days. I don't know that you understand what I'm trying to say. You think about it for days. Suddenly, light just goes away. And then you go, oh yeah, I can solve this problem. And you solve the problem. How did you come about getting the solution? Meditation. If you spend enough time on a matter, it's like this, God will release light for you. It's a simple fact that it will work for Dangote, it will work for you, it will work for anybody. It's not, how do I put it? It's not something that is meant for believers alone. Are you with me? I watched this film, Lion of the Desert. I don't know how many of us have watched the documentary on Gaddafi's grandfather, a Muslim cleric who spent his whole day reading the Quran. When he gets up, he has wisdom that even the Italian generals could not fathom. He decimated the Italian army that they could not. In fact, the general said he has not met a foe like him before. The only way they could capture him was they had to bribe his people to betray him. He couldn't fall in battle. There was something invisible around him. From what? Just meditating on the scriptures that we know is fake. That thing gave him a lot of power. And things were happening. Am I communicating? Now, if you and I have 66 books that contain all the promises of God, the problem is that we are too busy, including myself. All of us are equally... No, we're not equally guilty. Our guilt is a different... Amen. It's a different level. So that... You don't say, okay, I know mine may be more than your own. But you know, I am married. Hallelujah. I'm Johnny. While I was like you, I have been doing it. I will come out that it's just adjacent. It just comes out. Hallelujah. So it's your own turn to now acquire it. But this before you marry. Because by the time you marry, pastor told us a testimony that when these girls start their wahala, you just close the Bible and be looking at them. I mean, then, so do it before they come. One of our staff posted his baby's picture. He had triplets. And there are three boys. God will help you. We had triplets, boys, identical boys, in Akungba many years ago. Triplets. All of them identical. I just feel sorry for their mother. Hallelujah. So while you can bear the burden in your young age, bear it. A time will come, you will not be able to carry it again. Because junior will be crying. Senior will be making noise. All of them will back on their room. Then who will help you at that point? So this is the best time to bear the burden while you are young. I don't know what you guys are doing. So say when you meditate day and night. Okay, day and night. Because when you just lie down, before you sleep, that transition before you sleep, what do you think about? Is this Sister Ade or you are thinking about Brother Ade? Which one are you thinking about? Do you understand me? Don't tell me what you think about, but do some repenting. Some of us think about, we worry, how will tomorrow go? And we worry and worry and worry before we sleep. Some, what shall I eat? How would that be? And you are worried about all manner of things. It says day and night. And so that thou mayest do what? Observe. Everybody say observe.
Observe.
What does it mean to observe? Observe means to observe. To pay attention. To think. Many of you think that faith does not require thinking. You cannot walk in faith without thinking. Praise God. If you are not a deep thinker, you cannot be a great Christian. Where is the story of those who were great Christians? They were great thinkers. Praise God. You must observe. How do I implement this instruction? What are the barriers for this implementation? Is it this Sister Adele that is always coming to greet me on WhatsApp? Jesus Christ said, if WhatsApp is giving you a problem, what should you do? Cut it off. That is what it means to observe. You pay attention, you think about it, you plan. To do according to all that is written there. If you fulfill that, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. And then thou shalt have what? Good success. Joshua did not go to any military school. He didn't attend Sandok. He didn't attend NGA. But he was the most successful military commander. Apart, even David gone into go and learn from Joshua. Apart from the defeat of Ai, which was technically not his fault, he didn't lose one battle. God said, no one will stand before you all the days of your life. Why? He has 5 books that he just sat down and mastered. And by the time he was fighting, and the enemy was trying to get away, and they was getting that, I don't know, he just had that thing just arose. And said, Moose, stand still. Son, stand still. The Bible said, God has not listened to a man like that before. Even till today, no one has done it. 5 books made him what he became. Praise God. So these disciplines of the faith, they are disciplines. Just look at it like your normal curriculum in class. Praise God. Subject matters that you must master. I don't know whether you understand me. So when we were talking on Sunday about biblical interpretation, you can take topics, you can take characters, you can take what else? Please remind, no one is reminding me. You can take verse, you can take anything. There are different ways by which you can learn a lot. when these things are grounded in you and they have become part of you, unconsciously, those things will start responding. Let me close by this. I couldn't even finish what I came to talk about. I have so many scriptures there. I didn't enter what I want to say. I'll continue this way. I've said it before. Let me read the testimony. A brother was on his way from Kaduna to Zaria. He had a car accident. I think nearly everybody in that car died. He was the only one, I guess, they pulled out alive. They said his body was resting on the... His head was outside. His legs were inside. How he got into that configuration? Now, I have no idea. Are you with me? Virtually every part of his body was broken. When they wheeled him into the theater, while they were wheeling him into the theater, he was mumbling words. He was mumbling words. And what was coming out of his mouth was a scripture. He said, the Lord is the saving strength of his anointing. And he kept saying, went into operation and theater and came out. He didn't spend 2 weeks in the hospital. Every part of his body was rearranged. He came out of subconsciousness. Those things don't happen except somebody has sat down to meditate on those things. We don't know when you will be in trouble. What will respond? And I can't forget that the Lord is the saving strength of his anointed. Heaven came to confirm that scripture. So these things are real. What we are relating with, they are real. And you and I must understand the power of his word. So you need to taste the good word of God. And the powers of the age to come. It's there. Praise the Lord. They are contained in the promises. So instead of us glossing, just gloss over. I just pray, and this is my prayer and desire, that the Holy Ghost will keep arresting us. So just start reading, and the Holy Ghost will not arrest you. One verse, and you will not be able to live there. Because if I look at what is before us, I get discouraged. I just get discouraged. Because there's no hope. How can I master all the promises in the 66 books of the Bible? I realized that all the people who were great men, they were helped by God. It was God who helped them. If God does not help us, we can't do it. So you now know why you need to keep going to the throne of grace. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
To find what? Mercy. We need it though. Otherwise, so it's the one that got here today. You just dropped scripture here. Matthew chapter 4, verse 3. He has dropped it in your mind. You need to have enough common sense. That's his Holy Ghost. And then you go there and be reading in Matthew 4. And you just sit there until the thing lands there. He will go again. Tomorrow you will come. You go and read Revelation. That's how you will teach your hands to walk. Over time, you just start generating themselves from your inside. Because when battle comes, the Holy Ghost will bring to your remembrance what he has taught you. If there's nothing to remember, to draw out and bring back into your memory, I fly away, oh glory. A young brother was talking to me yesterday. Now they were praying for somebody and yet the person still died and was confused. I said, you don't know the circumstances surrounding her death. You don't even know whether she has no will to even live. You don't know so many things. That she was not raised from the dead. Don't beat yourself. Just move on. The next person that needs healing, raise him. You try and raise him. He doesn't do the next one. You talk on one, we raise. Praise the Lord. But the question that you have, you fed on the promises that have to do with raising the dead? Some of us think that those things just happen by chance. No, we are chance people. That's why Niger Bet is making money go. Because we are Kalu people by configuration. Praise God. It doesn't work. Have you not read it? It said, walking of miracles. You walk it out. It's working. So it requires you to understand how that thing works. Praise God. I'm not talking about miracles tonight. If God permits me, we will go into it. That's not maybe the area of my interest. But we need people, and many, some of you are here, that thing keeps going through your mind. Healing. Some of you is deliverance. Some of you is miracles. It's there. But you do nothing about those promptings of the Spirit. God will teach us as we go in Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, thank you for tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. But before I leave, can any questions? Then we move on. Salumri, can we have a second mic?
That's it, sir. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. I think it's Hebrews 2:13.
No. No.
Philippians, sir.
It's Philippians, not Hebrews.
2:13. So, yes, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Sir, this particular word, my question is this only the fulfillment, is it only in the spiritual or it as well pertains to the physical? Why I'm asking this is because, there is another, the next verse is saying every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord. So if we are to look at the physical, I can really, really say that every tongue is not physically, every tongue is not confessing that Jesus is Lord, because we still have some people that are saying Jesus, they don't believe in Jesus, that Jesus, so that's why I'm asking, if it's only for in the place of the spiritual.
Yeah, praise the Lord. I think I get your where you're coming from. Not everyone. Eventually everyone will bow one day. One day. Every being will one day bow. There was a place in the book of Hebrews. He said, when God gave him all authority, he said, we still see not all subjected to him. There are things that God has spoken, that the creation is yet to come into his reality. But they will come there, whether they like it or not. Are you with me? All tongues will confess it. Now, in the exercise of spiritual authority, you will realize that there are different spirits. There is the Spirit of God. There are the angelic. You have the fallen angels. You have human spirits. You have the spirits of rebellious men. You have the spirits of obedient men. These are all kinds of spirits in operation. Praise God. There is something that God has given to humans. It is their will. You cannot override their will. Are you with me? But the inanimate things are under that. Diseases. Is that everything that has a name? To destroy a disease, give it a name. Anything, once you label it a name, it must obey. Sure, you understand. Now, you cannot come and say, Omolulu, I command you in the name of Jesus. You confess Jesus as Lord and Savior. You cannot override his will. Sure, you understand. But by reason of God's final work, by the time we bring everybody to judgment, it will be clear to all creation that he is Lord and they must pay obeisance to him. Are you with me? So in the present realm, we must understand our jurisdiction. He has given him a name. How do we use it? Becomes the issue. Sure, you understand? When he rose, he brought principalities and powers and made a public show of them, triumphing over them in it. Sure, you understand? So when you are coming against spiritual entities, you remind them, and at his name, their knees buckle. That's how you can cast out devils in his name. That's why you can even tell a mountain. Those things hear the name. They know the name of their creator when it is sounded. That's why you can say a mountain. Mountain be lifted and be removed in the name of Jesus. And that mountain will obey. You can look at the tree and say, tree, wither in the name of Jesus. It will listen and wither. I don't know whether you understand. But I cannot do that on him. Because he was made in God's image. Remember James. Say you bless the name, you match the blessing God. You are cursing the creator that has made in his form and his image. It is wrong. So God does not like it when you begin to use those things and begin to use it against his own creature. So you find out that anybody that does that, you are stepping into witchcraft without you realizing it. I can't force it. That's why Paul said, I persuade all men. It's a persuasion. If he's not convinced, there's nothing I can do. Praise God. The best I can do for him is to break his leg so he can know that he needs help. Praise God. She'll get, but they will not overrule his will. You don't know what I understand. So you have a lot of leeway to do many things. You can shut down somebody's operation. Many sisters don't know when they have husbands that are recalcitrant and they have my husband has trouble, I don't know why you always keep crying to pastor. The Bible says the head of Jesus is God. The head of the husband is Jesus. And the head of the wife is the husband. You have a problem, report to the head now. Just say, Jesus, this your boy is misbehaving. Please discipline him for me. I didn't joke, am I wrong? By the time God finishes with him, you say, you don't need to be bothering yourself. You cry, praise God. I've given you sisters crunchy. I'm sorry for your husband. I pray they will not misbehave. It is terrible to fall into the hands of God though. If God deals with a person, in fact, just tell God, please don't kill him. Please. I said discipline. But I said, God, go and do anything. Don't call me for his burial program. I won't attend. God, you use your own hand to kill your own husband. Praise God.
I think it's also very important for us to take note of the word should. It's an auxiliary function that is used, that, you know, is used subject to many factors. Even when we talk about inanimate thing, it may work for some people who walk in obedience and in truth, in faith and in alliance, in alignment with the things of God. For example, you see, the sons of Jesus, it was the name of Jesus that they were using. They were not following, but they were not walking in alignment. But there are other guys who are not following Christ. And the apostles came to him that we saw somebody using your name to cast out devil. It was because they're walking in alignment. But the other one was not walking in alignment. So I can even ask this tree to move. And it won't move. Because I'm not walking in alignment. I'm disobedient. I'm rebellious. Do you understand? I can suffer a snake bite because I'm not in alignment. And so basically we must understand that the walking of that name is essentially hinged on how do you walk. What is your walking system with God? What's the level and the content of your obedience? Faith, again, is also important. Okay, so all of these things are very, very, very germane when we are using the name. The name should, just like Pastor said, his authority, his power, his dominion, and his command response. But whoever is using the name must also be under authority. Praise God.
Thank you very much, Pastor. All right.
To make what that the Bello just said. The simple summary is this. If your own knees bow to the name, other knees will bow when you use the name. Simple.
That brings me to what you said. Do you remember the story of the centurion who sent for Jesus? And Jesus was to go. And he said, tell him not to come. And you're like, how? Said, I'm not worthy for you to come into my house. Said, I'm a man under authority. That was the first thing he said. He didn't say I'm a man in authority. Say, I'm a man under authority. And I have soldiers under me. I said to one, go. And he goes. And I said to one, come. And he comes. Said, master, speak the word. And my servant will be. And Jesus marveled. Said, I've not seen such great faith. What is faith there? What mountain did he move? What scriptures did he quote? His understanding. That was what they call faith. His understanding of authority. That he does, as a soldier, he doesn't need to take his recruit and bust it. I said, go. You don't bust. Sir, I don't know. You are there now. If this boy, Tunde, is a colonel, and his father, Pastor Bello, is a sergeant, God bless Pastor Bello. He must give him his compliment. His age, his rank. Are you with me? His rank. So, like Pastor said, it's premise on you being under authority yourself. If you are not under authority, that name will rest. Now, creator will not respond to you because they know you're a rebel. They know. They will know you're this rebel talking to us. You don't know I'm the son of God. They will do a little. I'm the son of God. Hey, boys. Let's go and scatter that place. Do you understand? So, you must also be under authority. Praise the Lord. It is well. I think we can close here. It will make a good time to close. Praise the Lord. Can we rise and let's pray? Father, we thank you. I've spoken about meditation. I've spoken about knowledge. I've spoken about power. The Holy Ghost. I want you to just begin to talk to God. Self-image. That the Lord will help you to come to the place of appreciation of the magnitude of what you carry. I've always said that the most potent spirit, the most dangerous spirit in the whole universe is the Holy Ghost. He's the most powerful. Nothing is like him. Nothing. And yet, many of us don't know what we carry. Can you pray, Lord, open my eyes to this truth? Experientially. Not just knowledge-wise, I want to know this thing experientially. I want to know it. I want to become a part of my life. This knowing of who the Holy Ghost is. Say the power that is at work in you. There is a power at work in us. That power is the Holy Ghost. I want to know. Lord, teach me. I ask you to teach you how to meditate. It's a discipline you and I must master. It's a discipline we must come into. It's a discipline we must begin to practice. The discipline of meditation. Lord, take control of my imaginative powers. Meditation requires your imagination. It requires you engaging your imagination and focusing it on the word that you may learn to observe how to go about organizing your life. Lord, help me in this area of my life. There's a weakness. I need healing. I need help. Lord, I really need help. We are living in a time where there are all kinds of distractions. Lord, help me. I really need help in this area of my life. Help me, O Lord, to be focused. Help me, O Lord, to learn how to meditate. I need to learn this practice. I need to become a part of me. Teach me about authority. Teach me about the power. Teach me about the power of the name. Teach me about the power of the word. Teach me about the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, help us. the name. It's all about alignment. Are we in alignment? Ask the Lord, bring me into alignment. I ask for mercy. There are things about yourself you may not know. There are things you are doing that may be offending God. There are things that may be, this realm of the spirit, spirits may know, may consider them as rebellious dispositions. Only the Holy Ghost can let you know those things. Lord, show me where I need to put my life right. Reveal these things to me, Lord. Grant me mercy, O Lord. Show me mercy. I need strength. I need ministration. I need help to overcome these things, O Lord. Help me, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Ask that the Lord will renew your life, to renew your soul. Renew my strength. Renew my faith strength. My faith in the name. I need to have more faith in that name. Hitherto we are beyond willing to step out to demonstrate that power in that name. You need to go to activate and revitalize that faith in His name. There is no other name which is given amongst men by which men can be saved. That name is the name by which men can be saved. It is by that name we come against the powers that are not in alignment.
Ingle Mombria Doste Kembra Baba Jani Androski. Romondria Dosa Kaboja Nabrani Desea. Kade demo sobre ribo sobre nemazi. Father, I praise you. Oh, thank you. Mare Krodos Kebredo Bodu Shieka Dose Prokuskea. Lord have mercy, Lord.
If you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit, you can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.